I think that God gives everybody a good option of either being giving or being selfish. He gives everybody that chance, but he doesn't make people be selfish or giving. He gives us problems in our life that either we're being selfish or we're going to be giving. That's why the world's not a perfect place.
This is the HBIC Podcast, our Discipleship Weekly, where we talk with folks from HBIC and dig into the practical side of following Jesus in their lives. I'm Ryan Cagno. This week, I talked with Axel Wynn about his life, what prayer is for him, especially about just the different ways that he tries to practice being a giving person in his life. Share some really cool stories. He is a great guy, and I'm excited to share this podcast with you. Enjoy, subscribe. New episodes weekly on Fridays. See ya. Axel and Wynn, welcome to the podcast.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, man. Great to have you. Our very first podcast episode was your dad. And so now the very first time we're having someone around your age, it was fitting that it would be you.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to break the ice here. And hopefully at some point your friends and other people your age will be on the podcast too.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling nervous?
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay. You just got to say it. You just got to get it out.
Okay.
Let it be said. That's okay. We're just talking. How old are you?
10.
10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And you are at Thomas Holtzman Elementary School?
Yep.
Okay. How's that going?
It's going really good. Last year and like a couple years before, like this year and last year, when I was walking home, there was like some problems that my group needed help with, and they are all Christians, so we prayed to God to help us with like the problem.
Wow, like walking home from school, you did that?
Yeah, and going back, because let's just say that some middle school kids are rebellious, and when they try to meet up with their friends, it's true that they're trying to meet up with their friends, but they're also doing some bad choices.
Sure. Gotcha. So you guys kind of stuck together. Was that your idea to pray or one of their ideas?
It was all of our ideas together.
That's really, really cool. There's not many 10-year-olds that are deciding to spend their time that way. And was it to keep you guys from making those bad choices? Or were you praying for the middle school kids? Or
like we were praying for like both, like making sure that like the kids who did bad things, they would get another chance. And we also did it so we wouldn't make those bad choices to like younger kids when we go.
Gotcha. Yeah, for sure. I want to ask you more about prayer in a minute, but first, just some other stuff about you. You are a swimmer?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite, what's your best event?
I got to go with breaststroke, any kind of breaststroke.
Okay. Which kinds are there?
There's a 25, a 50, and a 100, and a 200.
Okay. Okay. And any of those you enjoy?
Yeah.
And that's both arms?
Yeah. Or? Both arms underwater.
Both arms underwater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people think it's the hardest stroke because like of how you use your arms. So I just kept on practicing what like my parents said, and soon it turned out to be fine.
Nice. Yeah, and so you have an easier time with that than, like, the stroke where you're going from side to side.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never did swimming, but I like swimming. Are there other sports or activities you do?
I also bowl and ski. Sometimes at school we play soccer or football. We make sure we have a good amount of rules, and we have like almost unlimited playoffs, but if there's too many, we have to like get out some people. But we have like we make sure that anybody who didn't get to play, they would either get to play this week or they would get to play today.
Gotcha. Favorite subject in school?
Math.
Okay. We are very different, but that's okay. I liked English the best. What do you like about math?
I like math because when I was younger, I did a lot of math at my house. I like even when I didn't know, sometimes even at the kids club, we do some math.
Cool. I also happen to know that you are into Pokemon cards.
Mm-hmm.
You're a collector.
Yep.
What's your coolest card? Or your favorite? Maybe that's the better question.
Favorite? I gotta go with, like, one of my friends have it, and right now we've been waiting for a good time to trade it. It's the card that I'm gonna be trading is like, I don't know what card yet. Probably like an old good one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be getting a Mega Venusaur EX because it's one of my favorite Pokemon cards.
Nice. Bulbasaur is my favorite of the original starters. It's probably the weakest one. I just love Bulbasaur. I don't know what it was. So, props to that, Venusaur. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I didn't get to like buy many Pokemon cards. But I was traded other people all the time, and somehow I traded my. There's this game like you can play at a campground or amusement park or something where you start with a penny and you like trade the penny for something better and see what end up with by the end of the day. I basically did that with Pokemon cards. I started with like a Sandshrew and I traded my way up till eventually I had a holographic Charizard.
Whoa.
And this was like back in the original like two or three sets when there weren't that many. It was just like the original 150. And I traded that holographic Charizard to my friend for his entire collection of Pokemon cards in a binder and everything. And I thought I was being nice. Like, I gave him back all the doubles and stuff, but took the rest of his cards for the Charizard. His parents called my parents and were, like, so angry. I don't really remember how that resolved. I think I gave them back. I don't remember, but I think I'm probably a little proud of that still. More proud than I should be, but I probably should have kept that card because it probably would have been worth something now.
Yeah, it's worth like an arrow is like $1,000.
Okay, well, that's sad to hear. He's probably laughing now. He probably has it framed and ready to pay for his kids' college with it. But I loved Pokemon. Came out when I was your age, when I was in fourth. You're in fourth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was in fourth grade is when Pokemon came out for the first time, like the games and the cards. So I was pretty obsessed with it. So I think it's pretty cool. And I'm sure everyone on the podcast, all the adults in this church will love to hear about Pokemon. They can ask us. There's more of them out there that know about it than they pretend to or let on. So,
mm-hmm.
So how long, Axel, have you been a follower of Jesus?
I've been a follower of Jesus ever since I could really understand how to do it, because every kid knows Jesus. Like, when you're a Christian, your parents are Christians, you show your child the Christianity of your culture and like show how you like God loves you. But sometimes kids like me, when we were younger, we didn't really understand much of it.
Yeah.
So like when we could like know the like before like before ABC we kind of got to know more about God, like Bethel. Yeah.
Okay. So like your mom and dad showed it and like immersed you in like the Christian culture and that stuff. So feels like you were always in it, even when you couldn't maybe put the words to it or didn't quite understand it in your head.
Yes.
But now that you're 10, you kind of are getting to the point where you're really starting to understand what it's about.
Yep.
Yeah. And so what is it about for you? Like if you were going to explain your faith to, you know, a friend at school or something, like how would you describe it?
I would do like a little present, maybe like a little like kind of like a gift basket, but a little one, like someone who needs like is alone. Like I would give them like a gift basket, like a little one, like maybe with like a note, a treat, a piece of candy, and a Bible verse.
Okay. And just, so does your mind go to that because it's like it's a way of showing them that you care about them?
Yes.
And you feel like if they feel and experience that love, then that'll kind of like, that's a good introduction to them for what Christianity is about. Now, you're like a very, I know that you're a very like giving person too, right? I've heard from your dad that you like don't eat your Halloween candy, but like save it and like share it and stuff.
Yeah.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Tell me about this, because I have so much trouble understanding personally a 9-10-year-old that's saving their Halloween candy. What's your thought process there?
So the reason why I save Halloween candy is because when I was younger, I used to love Hershey's chocolate, like full-size candy balls. I would always be after that. So I tried in getting as much as I could, and my parents let me eat one bar of chocolate on Halloween, and then they wanted me to save it up for a special occasion. So, and in the next time when I try, like, I tried a different one, I think it, like, got to my brain that it, like, my favorite piece of chocolate was now, like, it was not my favorite because I tried more new food that got to the top than the chocolate. So I haven't really been eating much candy for cavities because I try not to get as many cavities as I could because I'm trying to keep my teeth healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I give away candy is because last year in our neighborhood, I wouldn't say it's like a rich neighborhood. It's like an average giving kind neighborhood. So up top, one family gives full size candy bars, and some houses gives like 5 pieces of candy ish, like
wow,
small pieces. My house gives any leftover candy that we would not eat. Like we separated out peanuts over there, not peanuts over there. We always put this sign that said, take as much as you want, but think about the person behind you.
Nice.
So, like every year, I would say people were thinking of each other because they took about a good amount, 3 to 10 pieces. Compared to the candy that we have, it's like a little of it, because some people who like peanuts, like they took some peanuts for their friends, and every time when we got back, at least one person keeps on going to that house, like in like a different costume, and like they
Oh, wow.
take like, I wouldn't say the whole bucket of it, but they would take like most of it, like most of it all, so the other kids don't have enough candy. So when I get back, when I I get the candy. I get all of my favorites out. Those are really the lollipops and any kind of candy that I know that my siblings love. I would give them that, but I would also make sure that there's some left because we have backup Rice Krispies. It would be gone. We put and then I would put my whole candy bucket in as fresh. So the other, because it was little kids who go to the average neighborhood at the last when all the good candy's out, but the middle people, they get like a good amount of good candy, like any kind of like can't like really small candies. Like if they take 7 small candies, they're allowed to take 7 more because a big one would be only 7.
Yeah. So you're taking your candy and taking it back out and resupplying the places so littler kids can get some, is what you're saying?
Yes. I like to think of it like as giving back to God, but just thinking like the children, because the children are young, they should know like how to love each other. So I think like that's a good way of showing kindness.
Just for you to sacrifice some of the candy, some of the extra stuff that you have so that they can, yeah. And so they'll know that you did that. Well, or just they'll get to experience a Halloween where they got, you know, as much candy as everybody else. That's awesome. That's really good, Axel. That's really cool.
Thank you.
I heard, too, your dad sent me a link to the Lancaster Mennonite Conference a newsletter or something. And I think it was your grandfather who's a pastor or bishop. And he told a story about something from your 10th birthday party out in California that you gave him at the end. Do you want to tell that story?
Yeah, so on my 10th birthday, it was like when I'm going into like this double digits. So I decided, could we go to California? Because when there was COVID, we couldn't really get out and like we couldn't go to the places I wanted to because it was in winter. So we saved up a lot of money just from we had birthdays online. But we didn't go like out because of the sickness. So I decided, could we go to California for my double digits birthday? I got a couple $100. I budget most of it into charity, into savings and giving back to God. I had some extra money left and I asked my aunt, where does the money that we give to the church go to? The ones that the kids give and during like just like kids club, it would go to the church, but the ones that you give to church, it would go to help other people. So I decided to put in $40 back into it because God blessed me with enough money to give back, keep, save, and budget.
That's really good. And you didn't want to just go buy like 100 packs of Pokemon cards?
No, because right now they are way too expensive.
It's cool though. Well, it doesn't sound like that was even your first thought. Your first thought is, your first thought is to give back this money to God and to charity and missions. That's really, really cool. Where did that come from? That idea or that kind of feeling that that's an important thing to do?
I thought that if I knew like where this money would go, it would help me see like what it would be good for, and what it would be better for. Because if we have a bunch of money for the church, that's good, that can supply about, let's just say, 10 years. And we keep on donating more money when the kids organization for kids club and like supplies were getting low. They would only last about a couple years from now. I would donate some money because the church will have enough, but they will also get more money for the more years.
That's really good, ma'am. What makes you... You seem like you're a very giving person. I guess I want you to know that that's not always a normal thing. It's easy for us to be selfish with our stuff and with what we want. But I know you're giving in the ways that you've said already, and I know you're giving and thoughtful with your siblings. Why? Why are you so giving?
I think that God gives everybody a good option of either being giving or being selfish. He gives everybody that chance, but he doesn't make people be selfish or giving. He gives us problems in our life that either we're being selfish or we're going to be giving. That's why the world's not a perfect place.
Because so many other people are choosing selfishness.
Yes. How I think I chose giving is because when I was younger, I had a good family. And I didn't know like a lot of bad things or like bad words. So I think that helped me know like what is like bad and what is good. Like I would always ask my parents, like if I know like that someone got in trouble for saying it or like doing it, I would know that it's a bad thing. But if they don't get in trouble or like I don't know the word or what the definition is, I would ask my parents to see like what it would be.
Yeah. I know your parents pretty well, and I know that they kind of showed you a certain way to live, and it seems like you've been eager to follow that.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to ask and circle back on the praying thing. You said that you pray with folks that you're walking home from school with.
Yeah.
Some of the students, that your peers. When else do you pray, and how do you pray?
So at lunch, I pray most of the time at lunch. Sometimes I accidentally forget, but I do it sometimes. I always do it at dinner and the start of the morning before I go to school. And at the end of the night.
Okay. And what's it, did you always grow up doing that, like praying a lot?
Yes, even my little brother, ever since he started to talk, we tried letting him speak little words, but they mean a big meaning.
Archie or Asher?
Archie and Asher and Annika and me.
So you, tell me more, like what do you mean? You try just, since they were really young and could barely put words together, you're letting them try and pray?
Yeah, like we use like a couple minutes every night to try to get them, so that they can talk good. And they can know what they're saying to God.
Do you feel, as the oldest, that you have some kind of responsibility to help show your siblings the way in terms of Christianity?
Yes. Because when I started third grade, I was a good student. But I was wondering, like, how my siblings would be. So I showed them respect, kindness, and I gave them rewards for doing a good job. If they didn't do a good job, I would kind of like talk to them a little and like try to like get the problem out, but try to make sure that everybody can be happy at the same time.
And so like rewards if they did a good job, this is where your stash of candy is coming into play?
Kind of.
Setting aside the treats that you know they like and stuff.
Yeah. To my brother Asher, it's usually Pokemon cards.
Okay. That's so good, man. And it's cool that you notice when they're struggling with something or didn't do well with something, you try and talk to them about it and like help them work through it.
Yeah.
That's really, really good. I also am a brother, and I have three younger siblings, and three younger sisters. Let me tell you, I was not as mature or as loving or selfless towards them as you are. So, props to you. Axel, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I wanted to be, like, some sort of, like, either, like, a miner, like, to, like, get, like, jewels. Because ever since I started my private school, like, ever since I got into fourth grade, we would be allowed into the woods. And there's a really good place to, like, kind of dig. Sometimes we would find, like, some cool rocks. We also kind of found some glass, but we were making sure that we picked it up carefully.
So that was, is that still the kind of the main thing? You want to be a miner? Any other stuff kind of crossed your mind?
Yeah, but when I was going to the end of third grade and the start of fourth grade, I'm thinking of being a teacher.
Yeah. I think you would do great at either one. I could definitely see you being a teacher. It seems like you naturally think about other people a lot, which is important because when you're a teacher, you're spending your time and your energy like helping other people grow and get better.
Yep.
I think you would do a great job. With the last minute or two here, I want to give you the last word. What would you want to say? The whole church is going to listen to this podcast, or a lot of the church is going to listen to this podcast, a lot of adults especially. What would you want them to know about you, about 10-year-olds and Christians your age?
I would think that everybody, even if they did bad things in their life, I would always think that God would give them another chance if you pray to him, and he would always be loving to you. He would always give you like a warning from the future. And I guess the truth is that fortune cookies do tell the truth sometimes.
What?
So one time we were going on a trip from here to like Washington or somewhere like that, and we were gonna see some old friends. I was the oldest, and there was like three other families. The fortune said, take a deep breath or something like that before you do something. And let's just say I did not listen to that fortune.
And maybe God was trying to get your attention about that or something.
Yep.
All right. That's our last word. God's trying to get our attention. pay attention.
Yep.
And there's always a second chance for you, and God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Pastor Axel. Thanks for being on the podcast. You did a great job.